Hello, welcome to the show. I'm Master Sergeant Charles Johnston with Public Affairs. We recently had a really exciting event here at the State Military Reservation known as the Norwegian Foot March. And I had a chance to catch up with one of the event organizers, Master Sergeant Paul Christofferson, to tell us a little bit about it. And I was also on the course on race day and had a chance to speak with competitors before, during, and after the 18.6 mile event.
So on Saturday the 4th of May, we have the Norwegian Ruck March, which is a event that dates back to 1915. Where the Norwegian Army practiced long-distance ruck marches in order to move troops a long distance and be in a situation where they're ready to fight. So it will be 18.6 miles of a road march, which is the soldiers will be carrying a 25-pound pack, and it will be a timed event, and they will march the 18.6 miles. And if they meet the time for their age group, then they will earn the right to wear the Norwegian Ruck March badge.
About how many people have signed up so far?
So far we have 80.
And we did this a couple of years ago, as I understand it. There was a attrition rate of just off the cuff, maybe 20 or 30%, because it can get pretty challenging out there after doing two or three five-mile loops around the Capitol in full uniform and gear, particularly depending on the weather, whether the soldier or airman took the time to properly hydrate, et cetera, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I wasn't there for that event. However, I can imagine a 20 to 30% attrition rate would be expected. Like I said, it is a timed event. To my understanding, many people don't finish because it is a very long road march, longer than most of us are accustomed to doing. Due to like foot issues and things, a lot of people don't finish, and then some people may finish, but not within the time frame. We'll see how it goes.
It is race morning, and it's about 50 degrees, overcast skies in Concord, and soldiers and airmen are just mustering at the starting line. And I'm here with Sergeant First Class Rick Frost, who is competing in this event for the first time, if I'm not mistaken. Good morning.
That's correct. Good morning.
So what have you been doing to train, and what time are you hoping to get, and what time do you need?
So I'm told I need a time of 4 hours and 50 minutes to complete this. I'm basically doing this. This is definitely my first time doing it. I've never tried anything even remotely this close before. 5Ks. I've done one half marathon. This particular event requiring 25 pounds, full uniform, combat boots, all that good stuff. That's a new one for me. So wanted to try something different. 53 years old. I want to do something that I've never done before. Not trying to hack with the younger soldiers, not trying to compete. So I like these types of events where it's just you against you. And, that's my goal is to try to finish.
Sergeant First Class David Day, 941st MP Battalion.
So the reason I'm doing this is Mr. Connolly and Sergeant Major Cepeda invited all the 42 Alphas to do it. So I was like, all right, we'll do it. What I did for training is I actually did this route multiple times before I got here. Been up, I think I only did about 11 miles though before this, so we'll see how it goes. I'm not trying to beat everybody here. I just want to finish.
What do you need for a time to make it?
I think it's 4:40.
Good luck.
Thank you.
PFC Xavier Glidden, Bravo 197th.
Why are you doing this event? What did you do to train, and what time do you need?
I've been running. I've been running, you know, every weekend that I can. I've been, you know, building up on calories so I could have something to burn while I'm here. And what was it? Four hours? What was that? Something like that. And why am I doing the event? Because just want to challenge myself, push myself, see what I can do. And honestly, I like wrecking. So
awesome. I'll see you at the finish line.
Thanks, man.
Good luck.
Thank you.
55% of the market value. So I got this for a steal. Well,
I'm here with Major Huffman and his new Porsche. Major, are you driving the Porsche around the course?
I will be driving. But
why are you doing this event, sir?
It's a Florida car from one of the hurricanes.
Still talking about the car.
With zero water damage. So
does that explain the seawater in the trunk
here? That's right.
So Major, what do you hope to do the what do you hope to do the event in?
2 hours.
Are you serious?
No.
Why are you doing the event? Just another challenge?
Absolutely. It's a great way to get out here with the joint staff and experience our militariness.
Major, you're a big marathon runner. You think those kind of skills cross over to the rucking field?
I think they'll help. However, I went out and did 7 miles the other day, and it's definitely a different muscle group that's used than a marathon run.
And what's your full name and unit again?
Heath Huffman, 157th Air Refueling Wing.
Thank you.
Master Sergeant Ken Boff, Joint Force Headquarters, Joint Operations Center.
So why are you here today, and what did you do to train, and what time do you need?
I did a little training, probably not nearly enough. I need a 440 minimum to finish strong in this. Just hoping it happens.
What made you want to sign up for this?
I meant 2 years ago. Unfortunately, constraints got in the way, and I figured at least I can do just try it, you know. Pass, fail, doesn't make a difference, but at least compete.
Good luck. I'll see you at the finish.
You too, my friend.
All right, can I have everyone's attention, please? You can gather over in this area. I want to orient you to the course, and I want to talk to you about safety and all the other administrative stuff. So come over this way, please. For our risk assessment, major risks are dehydration, muscle cramps, heart attack, heat stroke, getting hit by a car at the road crossings. And then we have the more minor risks of blisters and those kinds of things. If anyone wearing new boots today? Buy yourself some new boots to do this event? No? Good. If you did, that was a bad idea. The mobile medic is carrying around an AED, so if someone is actually having a really serious, heart problem or something like that, they are as prepared as they can be to help deal with that. We've got the water points. Fill up on water. We can replenish the water points with more water. You can put that down now. We can replenish those water points, so don't hesitate to get some more water. Using the bathroom, don't let that be a thing that stops you from drinking water. I know some people brought Pedialyte and stuff like that. Good call. We got the road guards to watch those road crossings. Use those road guards to help you out. We have a sergeant of the guard who's mobile. If someone needs to be picked up from the course, he's also going to be checking on the road guards, making sure they're still alert and all that stuff. Watch each other, right? All right, so everyone's aware we're doing a 30-kilometer foot march, 18.6 miles. We're on sidewalks, partially on the road, a couple of dirt trails, but everything is pretty hard-packed. No enemy forces in the area, so, don't get too excited. Nobody's armed, right?
Good luck. Ruck up, sorry, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I was going to say, go ahead and ruck up, and then what we're going to do is we have our graders spread out right here. They're going to call off one by one your names, so that way you can identify your grader, and they're going to verify your number.
I'm on course with Master Sergeant Boff. How do you feel so far?
Only a mile in, not too bad.
Seems like you took off a little hot with the field here.
Nah, I've just been walking until I hit the dirt. Good chance to stretch out until you hit the asphalt again.
So we're in the home stretch of the event. I'm here with Sergeant Frost again.
Ain't over yet.
How's it going so far?
Almost there. Surprised.
feel like we're doing okay. A little bit harder than I thought it was going to be, though, that's for sure.
You're hurting?
Hurting like crazy. Yeah. Calves, hip flexors. Yeah.
Good. Good job. Push it right across the finish.
Yeah.
At the finish line with First Sergeant Boff. How'd you do?
Made it in 4 hours, 25 minutes.
How'd you feel out there?
It wasn't bad until around halfway through the third lap, and then it just kind of sucked from there.
Yeah, you pushed through though.
Oh yeah, yeah. The last 2-3 miles, really good cramping going on, dehydrated, started sweating, or stopped sweating. But, I mean, 2-3 miles, got to push.
Congrats. Yeah, with Major Huffman at the finish line, how'd you do?
I won.
Did you? 30. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Smooth sailing. It was beautiful.
Well,
it was a perfect day. It was flat.
You want to do it? You want to do the course a second time just to see if it'll, you know, you can push yourself?
Yeah, let's do it backwards.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'm back in studio, and that concludes the audio obtained before, during, and after the 2024 Norwegian Foot March. And I have some stats for you. We had 61 competitors, 61 hopefuls show up and brave this event. Of the 61, 39 passed, 22 didn't make it, and of the 22, we had 14 who couldn't finish the course. So congratulations to the 39. And of the 61 people out there, I can tell you firsthand that I observed many people deal with muscle fatigue, blisters, dehydration, the whole gamut to kind of push through this event and give it a go. So a great effort by all. And another congratulations to Major Heath Huffman, who, as you just heard earlier, won the event overall with a time of 3 hours and 29 minutes. I spoke to several competitors for this event, and the only one I didn't mention by name specifically or interview at the finish line who successfully completed it was Sergeant Rick Frost. So congratulations to him. He finished with a time of about 4 hours and 42 minutes. You can find a story, photos, and an all-inclusive list of all of this year's Norwegian Foot March badge qualifiers at our website at nh.ng.mil, where you'll also find links to all of our social media sites as well. Thanks for listening to your New Hampshire National Guard podcast.
It's awesome. It's too easy.